an evening filled with paranormal, special guests, interviews, haunting stories, creatures of the unknown, and tales that will chill you to the bone. Brought to you by the UPRN Network and Pittsburgh Paranormal Society. Take a walk into the night with Sean Kelly.
Hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Into the Night with Sean Kelly. And the computers, the internet, everything is just going crazy. And what's funny about it is, you know, as you can robot on because some whatever, but I'm telling you what, you know, we must have got on the bad side of some aliens on the last show, or you know, we said some words that we couldn't do, so they're, you know, kind of like punishing us. You know, that's something for a conspiracy theorist to figure out. But how is everybody doing tonight? Oh, before I go on, we are on UPRN Radio 105.3, New Orleans. I'm okay. I'm okay today. A little bit of sad news. You know, I keep reading in the paper and some stuff happening to my friends and their family members and stuff like that. And it's just not good. And I just hear about it and I just sit back and I'm wondering, what the hell is going on here now? I mean, my gosh. I mean, here in Pittsburgh, it's like in the, what do we got? It's 79 now, but it was like in the 80s, 90s. The last week, and I'm thinking, hey, Holly, how are you, buddy? But it was really hot, and people are dying, and people are killing each other, and I'm like, wow. I mean, is this like the start of end of times? You know, a lot of people will say, yeah, possibility. You know, all these earthquakes and, you know, these tornadoes and hurricanes, whatever natural disaster is happening, you know, people are dying, you know, and a lot of people turn to the Bible. To me, whenever I talk about the Bible, I say the book. And then you read, what is it? The last book where it talks about end of time. Everyone's getting sick, you know, and they're dying. And it's just so weird. It's so weird. You agree, Holly? Do you agree with that? But I know is that it's not bothering me, but what it is doing for me is it really confused me, you know, and it could go in any direction at all. But, you know, people are just mean. People are mean. And then that's not good, you know. I figure, and I still have faith, that one day we're going to have one day out there to where everyone's not going to be mean to each other. And everyone's going to be happy and help people out. That's the way I'm looking at it. And I believe it's going to come, you know. So how was everybody's 4th of July? How about their holiday? Of course I work, because I always work, because I'm in the supermarket. But I will tell you this, my son came home from Indiana, and I got to spend some time with him on the 4th of July. And every time he comes home, it's just good. It's just seeing him grow and stuff like that. And, you know, there's a lot of major good things happening in his life, and I'm just so proud of him, you know. I really am. And he's going to be here a couple more days, so again I'll be able to go out and have some dinner. But you know, there was just a small party for our 4th of July. We had ham, kielbasa, you know, potato salad, the little stuff, you know what I mean? But it was good. It was nice and quiet. And what's really cool about where I live at, you don't have to go down into the park to watch the fireworks. Okay, you can just sit in my backyard and the perfect view. And the fireworks this year were pretty cool. They're loud, very pretty. It was a cool day. It was a nice day, you know. But when I was growing up, okay, I live in Dormont, and down in Dormont Park, they used to have a really, really big shindig for the 4th of July. And all I know is that it's not the big shindig is no longer there. I mean, you would start at 9 o'clock in the morning and go all the way through until the fireworks were over. But they had bingo, they had, you know, snow cones. My favorite was the buttermilk, you know, place, because they would give out free buttermilk, and I like buttermilk. And it's just changed, you know. And yeah, I'm getting older. Hey, Joni, how are you? Good to see you, buddy. Happy 4th. Christian here, Christian at Kenneth says, going to get sick. Geoengineering is contaminating all the water supplies. Wakey, wakey. Interesting. That's interesting. I think everything's being contaminated now. It's the way I look at it. It's just fraud. You know, we talked about the CERN, C-E-R-N. We talked about the CERN. On the last show, and it's like I was totally confused over the whole situation. And from what I understand about the CERN, it was just like, you know, two atoms or molecules that they're going to full speed and open up the universe and see all these little black holes and stuff. And I'm glad you had a good one here, John. And it's just like, why do we need to do this CERN? You know, and I was thinking about it. I think it's just to keep our mind off of something else, because I feel that there's something big going to happen. Who knows? I'm not a conspiracy theorist, and I don't know. It's just like, why do we need to worry about CERN, about them like blasting molecules together? Why? Spending all that freaking money on, you know, two atoms coming in and boom. So it's just disgusting and crazy, or crazy disgusting, you know. I don't know what's going to happen. I know right now that it's really, really hot where I'm at now. And it was in the high 90s and all that good stuff. And it was miserable, 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 miserable. But they are calling for rain pretty soon. So hopefully it'll cool things off a tad. So what I want to do is I want to get into the subject that I have on my topic, purgatory. And by the way, okay, I want to give a shout out to the town of Purgatory in Colorado. Okay. So people will, I'll be asking later on, like, does Purgatory exist? Yeah, in Colorado, because it's a town made out of it, a name after Purgatory. But it's and I give you a shout out for that on my show tonight. Now, it's really crazy watching myself on this video here, because I'm just moving. I'm like a robot because of the internet connection. We don't know what it is, if it's StreamYard or not. But getting to purgatory. Who out there believes in purgatory? I'll let you think about it. What is purgatory? We're having three dead bird chaps in Illinois. Oh my gosh, John. Oh, wow. God bless you, girl. But what is purgatory? Well, according to Christianity and the Catholic Church, Purgatory is a place where people who die, their souls go to this certain place, and they wait to see if they're going to make it to heaven or if they're not going to make it to heaven, you know? And this topic popped into my mind today, you know, at work, like at 5 p.m. So I really didn't do that much research on it. But, you know, they claim that with a person going into purgatory and to help this person, it's like a hub for all the souls, you know, that are there and waiting to go somewhere. I have something to tell you. We are having to, oh, that's right. I'm going to tell you something, guys, ladies and gents. When I first started Pittsburgh Paranormal Society, I had a Catholic priest in my group. Nicest guy you ever want to meet. And if you ever wanted a true answer from him, okay, if you ever wanted a true answer, he would give it to you. Okay. So one day we're investigating, and I sat down with him and I said, is there a purgatory? And he looked at me and he said, Sean, no, there is no purgatory. He said, what they taught you in Catholic school in CCD classes is just a little way of scaring you for being good. You know, not to commit sins and whatever. I said, how can that be? How can that be? All my life I was taught I'm going to be in purgatory. And I know when you're in purgatory, if you're people who are alive now, they can pray for your soul to get out of purgatory. It's just something that I have a problem with the book, you know. Don't get me wrong, all right? I respect it. I respect everybody's beliefs. But what I was taught when I was younger, going through a Catholic school, I mean, this stuff was drilled into my head. Purgatory, Lucifer, Satan, this and that, this and that. But once I started doing this radio show, even with Chasing Prophecy, how I started to open up my eyes. And I started, when I learned how to research, because I never really learned how to research, I just like, you know, winged it, you know. I winged everything, you know. We had a guest and I might read a couple sentences or whatever and then go from there for the show. But, you know, on some of the shows that I've been having, I'm really not too happy now that from what I'm actually reading to actually what was taught to me. Now, I'm a very spiritual person, okay? I believe in God. In fact, God has kept me sober all this time. God has given me, you know, a son. And God's kept me sober. But why teach things to people when it's not true? So everything that I was taught and raised up to be, I would consider, yeah, I don't want to say lie, but I'm just say fib, okay? They were fibbing me. And it bothers me. I know it shouldn't, you know, it's in the past. You know, none of this should be bothering me, but I'm telling you what, ladies and gentlemen, it bothers the hell out of me. Because with them teaching with them teaching me and everybody else about it all, because the book was the big book, you know, and what's crazy about it is, and this is really, really crazy, okay, is that whenever I'm researching something and anything to do with the Bible, selective knowledge to selective people. Thank you, Michelle. Appreciate that. I like that. That's Michelle. She's good. Good girl. Good girl. My friend. She's a very good girl. But it's not right to teach one thing to scare the crap out of you when you were young, just to, you know, get a point across, you know. You know, I remember one time I was in sixth grade, and I was sitting in class, and there was a lady called Sister Marsdell. And one time I was, you know, I had the sniffles. I really, honest to God, had the sniffles. And she broke out the roller, put my hand out on the desk, and she smacked them. And she said, okay, she said to me, she said, if you keep sniffling, you're going to go to hell.
What?
So, being the idiot I was back then, okay, the clown, you know, the class clown, whatever you want to call him, you know, I figure, well, if I'm going to hell now because I'm sniffling, I might as well just be bad for a long, 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 long time. I have a problem with what was taught to me a long time ago. And you know what? Eventually I'll get over it. But for now, I believe, you know, as I look at the world today, that yes, there is a purgatory, but we're living in it right now. You know, our souls, they're damned, and you know, all this bad stuff that we're dealing with, it was like a light that went off in my head. It was like, oh my God, look at us right now. We're all living in purgatory. And when I die, I either go upstairs or I go downstairs. You know, and or maybe I just want to stay and just be on the earth plane. You know? Thank you, Johnny. You know, and I guess, you know, when they were taught about purgatory, how they taught us about it, that people really just didn't pay attention to it. It was like some being out there said, okay, huh, we'll put you in purgatory, and that's where we're at now. I used to call it hell, you know. I used to call it hell, that we're in hell right now, and the only place I'm going to go is upstairs after I die and go to heaven, you know? So that brings me another question. What is heaven? You know, from what they taught about us about purgatory, is there really a heaven? I personally believe that there's a place that is a lot more nice, peaceful, serene, quiet, you know, but, you know, what was taught to me, that I'm going to go up there, St. Pete's going to be at the gate, you know, check it out, the book, and see if I made it, all right, and then I go through the gates of heaven, but it never tells you what's beyond the gates of heaven, you know, and you know what, I think I'm going to do a little bit of research on that and see what people think about heaven, you know. Every week when I do something, when I do a topic or have somebody on, it's like, wow, my eyes just get opened up. Am I mad at the Catholic Church? I can't be mad. If I get mad at somebody at the church or anybody, I get ulcers, and I don't like ulcers. They kind of hurt. But I'm upset. But, you know, it's in the past. And I can't say it's the past because the past was there, you know. But I'm more wide open now. My eyes are more wide open to the things that are out there that aren't, that were taught to us that weren't supposed to be there. So anybody out in who's listening to the show, if you have a comment about what you think purgatory is, please feel free to put it here in the chat and maybe we can answer the question for you. It's nice to see my favorite people on again, listening to the show. Michelle, and all this power. Thank you. You taught me that, Michelle. I appreciate that. And a little bit about me, you know, when she said knowledge is power, you know, back when I was growing up, you know, I guess you want to call it ADD. All right. And back when I was going to school, ADD was actually an excuse for the teachers to tell you that you were lazy and you didn't want to learn. Okay. And so I had a hard time learning and understanding what was going on. I mean, my vice principal came up to me and said, you know what, son, we're giving you your diploma. We're not going to waste your mother's money on summer school. And at that time, you know, I wasn't hurt. I was kind of happy because, hey, I got my diploma and I'm getting out of high school and then I'm going to take the world on. So I never put forth or never took the time to actually do and research stuff, you know. I always wanted to drink. I joined the Navy. I traveled around the world. There are so many cool places I've been to. And if I had the money, I would go back to all those places and learn more about the places that I was at. All these beautiful countries with all these beautiful things that they had to offer. I spent my time in a bar drinking and getting drunk. So I always say, you know, we get wider. Okay. But I always say if I ever hit the lottery, for a lot of money, we get wiser with age. You know what? That's true. Because I am. But sometimes, Michelle, I want to, you know, kick myself in the butt because I wish I was that wiser at that time, 18 to 21, 22 years old. But it's like, you know, maybe I was supposed to be like that pain in the butt, that person that didn't want to do it. You know, I've gone through so many journeys, you know, so many ups and downs, valleys and peaks in my life. And all I cared about was drinking and gambling. Yeah. But like Michelle said, when we get older, we get wiser. And that's where I'm at now. And, I'm really sweating. It's really, really hot in my office right now. But what was your path at the time? Yeah, I know. And I've accepted it. And I'm okay because you know what, Michelle? Honestly, it got me to where I am at today, you know. And I'm happy for that. You know, back then, doing my path, got me on UPRN radio. I have two shows. I am the founder of a paranormal group. I cut meat for a living, you know, and it's funny because this is popping in my head. I always, always, always had an excuse why I couldn't learn something. And then a friend of mine taught me about, well, you know what? If you don't understand it, go on YouTube. Sorry. And I go on YouTube and I learn how to do things, you know. And it's not so much that I know I could have done these things in the past, but you know what? It was because I would always beat myself up. Thank you, sweet. Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate it. Appreciate it. You're the best. You're the best. Everybody out there, Michelle, she is the greatest, honest Pete. And I tell you what, when I joined UPRN Radio, we have a bunch of great people, you know, and, you know, from Canada and the United States. And what I really, really like about the people on the UPRN, the different radio hosts and that, is that they're all nice and they all share, you know, and they're there to help you whenever you can, if they can at the time. And I never experienced friendships like I do with them right now, you know. I don't know where this topic is taking me, but you know how my shows go. Once I start talk, yes, we are definitely a family. Yes, we are, dear. But you know what? Like I said, like my shows, you don't know where you're going to go. They could go from purgatory to, you know, leprechauns to wherever or whatever's on my mind. And that's why I like being on late. You know, it's only an hour show. And I get the opportunity to say things that I know that I couldn't say, you know, earlier, you know, like at work or in front of people and stuff like that. So, and this is where I'm at today, you know, and I'm learning to accept people. And that's the biggie for me. Learning to accept people, places, and things. I mean, that was taught to me in AA when I first, you know, first got sober. And it was real hard for me to accept a lot of things. But now, I guess getting up there in age, I do accept it. And I'm okay with it, you know? I guess when you know, the older that you get, definitely the wiser you get, but the more you understand what you were missing when you were younger, you know. But before I got some time on the show, but, you know, getting back to purgatory, we're in purgatory, definitely in purgatory. And God only knows where I'm going to go when I die, you know, and I'm okay wherever I go. I was telling Michelle before my show started, my mom always had this thing she would tell me. She would say, you know, for every good thing you have done, yes, that is true. Too much bitterness in the world. Yes, there is, Johnny, definitely. But you know what, Johnny, my mom came up to me a long, long time ago. And she said, you know, I really believe that for every good deed you do, there's a book in heaven. And every good deed that you do, you get a check mark in it for all the good that you do. And that's what I go by, believe it or not. It's funny. That's what I go by. I go by that big book with all my check marks in it. So I try to be nice, you know. And it's, you know, it keeps me going. And you know what? It's great to help somebody. I don't know if you all out there do that or not, but I do. I help people the best I can in what I can and what I do. And that didn't sound right, but you know what? This is my show. Too many double negatives, and I'm sure, I hope you're getting to the accent that we have in Pittsburgh. Johnny understands it. I know she does. But it's nice to help people. You know, I enjoy it. If it's just to go pick their groceries up, if it's just to, you know, let them smile, or, you know, if I see them hurting or feel them hurting, I just sit down and I just say simply, I'll sit with you. I will sit with you. We don't have to talk, but I'll sit with you. And if you want me to listen, I'll listen. Not too many people do that out there in these days. Not too many at all. And I wish it would be more, you know. I wish a lot more people will go with that. But nobody wants to. Everybody is for themselves. Everyone wants to get the upper hand on everybody else. Everybody wants to get the better car. They want to get the better house. You know, they don't understand that when you die, you ain't taking none of that crap with you. And what I'm laid in a coffin in the hole, dug 6 feet deep. I mean, your hole's going to be the same way, same as mine. You know, a friend of mine, he told me one time, he said, you know, his philosophy is you come in broke, you go out broke. That's true. That's true. And what are you going to do with your money? Give it to your kids? Yeah, sure. Great. You work all your life and you're saving the money, your 401k, whatever. And it comes time for retirement. What do? Nothing. You don't do nothing because you're too damn tired because you worked all those years. No matter how many times that you said work and you're like, man, I am going to go to Ireland and I'm going to go to Canada and do some fishing or doing some gold prospecting up there or whatever. Or that's right. Helping people is a great thing. Yes, it is, John. And I'd definitely go to Canada. Definitely. You know, it's pretty. The only thing I'm afraid about in Canada are UFOs, aliens, and bears. You know what I mean? Bears. I don't know how you deal with the bears, but I'm going to get my bear spray can like they have. But you bust your ass all life, all your whole life. And what's Chris say? One thing you take is your good words, Sean. Thank you. Thank you. Haha, bears. Yes. Thank you, Christian. Appreciate that. But you know what? Whatever is. Nope, you are not. Never seen a Brinks truck in the back of a hearse. Ain't that the truth, John? You're not. So all those things that you bought and all those things that you know, showed off. You just don't have no more. They'll maybe throw it in the grave, you know, or, you know, build a pyramid so you can be buried with all these riches that you could take to the next world. But you know what? Do it, you know. But you don't have to be so stingy and so snotty or snooty about it. Whatever you do with the money, I don't care how much you make. If you make millions of dollars, if you only make $10,000 a year, my God, I respect you for you, you know? Just don't act like an ass in front of me, you know? Never. Don't ever do that because you'll lose a good friend here, you know? But again, as I brought up my topic, it's purgatory. And I guess people haven't learned their lessons because they're still here, you know. And I don't know where to go from here. You know, it's a beautiful night. And I think I'm gonna do another meditation for you guys. Yeah, it hasn't been a while for one. And I'm just glad you all are here listening, you know. It really makes me happy. It really does. But if everybody's ready for a meditation, I mean, here we go. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take you to the forest, not the forest this time. I'm going to take you to the meadow and you're going to meet your bird. Keep learning, wing it. See where you end up only as you're meant to and when you're meant to. Okay, definitely. Definitely, Michelle, I'll definitely do that. So everybody, I want you to close your eyes. Okay, close your eyes. And I want you to start taking deep breaths, like, and, you know, inhale, hold it for 3 seconds, and exhale. Inhale for 3 seconds, and exhale. Inhale, exhale. Okay, so what I want everybody to do now is clear your mind of everything. Have no weird, you know, don't think about just a black space. And then you're in this black space. And all of a sudden, in the distance, you see a little white light, a pin drop, white light. And what I want you to do is start walking to that light. Now, you don't have to be afraid. You know, you have to learn to trust you and know that everything is going to be okay. So continue walking to the light. And as you get closer to the light, it's going to become a lot bigger. And now I want you to walk through that light. When you walk through that light, you're going to see a beautiful meadow. You're going to see birds flying. You're going to see animals frolicking in the grass in the woods. You're going to see pure love. Pure love. Pure happiness. It's what you're experiencing right now. There's nothing negative in there. Just pure happiness. In fact, I can see some of your smiles on your faces. And now I want you to go, and there's that rock right there. You see that big rock right in the middle of the meadow? Now, what I want you to do is walk to that rock and sit on that rock. Now, you're going to look up into the sky, and it's a big, beautiful blue sky with white clouds, the sun shining. You can feel the warmth of the sun just shining on you. And just look up. And now there's a bird that's going to be flying to you, and he's going to land right by you. Or in front of you, wherever. It could be an eagle, it could be a hawk, it could be a sparrow, it could be a cardinal, it could be a blue jay. Any bird that comes to you. Now get on the back of the bird and the bird's going to fly away with you on top of it, the bird riding it. And what I want you to do is open your eyes as you're on the back of the bird flying in the air. Because what this bird's going to do for you is going to show you things that you need to see. Different places. Who knows what this bird's going to show you, but he's going to take you there. So as the bird takes off, open your eyes. Feel the air hit your face. Smell the sun. Smell the sky. And look, you are safe right now on the back of the bird. What do you see? Is there a place where the bird took you that you need to be? Is there a bird flying somebody, flying you to somebody that you need to talk to? Just relax, open your eyes, feel the breeze, feel the sun, open your eyes, and just go wherever the bird takes you. Okay, now the bird's turning around, and the bird's going to take you to the rock. Just soak up that beautiful energy, the beautiful energy that you got as you're going back to the rock with the bird. So the bird drops you off at the rock, and I want you to get off the bird, and I want you to thank the bird for taking you where you needed to go. And now go sit on the rock again, and in front of you there's a tree line, pine trees. A whole tree line of pine trees. Now keep your eyes open. And I want you to see what animals come out of that tree line. And I'll give you a couple minutes. Now there's going to be one animal that's going to come directly to you and sit right next to you. And when that animal comes to you, I would like you to, for you to say hello to the animal. The animal that came to you is your, like, totem. The one that's going to stay with you for the rest of your life. He's going to be your spirit guide animal. Now I want you to close your eyes again. And on the count of three, I want you to open up your eyes. Three. 2, 1, open your eyes. Welcome back, everybody. So if you can, you know, if you want to, you can leave me a message at the Pittsburgh Paranormal Society Facebook page. Leave me a message and You know, you can, like, if you want to share what animals that came to you. You don't have to, but if you want to, yeah. So hopefully with that little meditation that you got to see things that you needed to see, creatures that you were that are coming to, that are supposed to come to you. And Joni, yes, I really wish I met you when I lived in PA. That is true. I really wish I would have. It would have been great. We'd be having coffee at Eaton Park. Yeah. But I got 5 minutes left. We're actually 4 minutes. And I want to, you know, June was mental health awareness for men. And now we're in July. Am I cured of my depression, the anxiety? No, I'm not. And I had a bad bout with it this past week. It was so bad, you know, that I had a hard time. I tried. It took everything I had to enjoy, you know, my time with my son on the 4th of July. You know, I'm an avid fan of TikTok, and I read the things that people post on there, and I just cry because it's like, you know, that person needs help like I need help. So, you know, if you see somebody feeling down, sit with them. That's what they want. Somebody to talk to. I want someone to sit with me and hear my problems and not judge me because of my problems. I want somebody to give me a hug and tell me, you know what, Sean, everything will be okay. I mean, I go out and I do that for other people, but there are a lot of times that I wish someone would do that for me. And I know, I don't know if it will get better. And I know if it don't, then, you know, that's something that I got to deal with. But I could be an advocate for a lot of people who just want somebody to talk to, you know, and someone to hold us and someone to not take care of us. No, we're perfectly fine at taking care of ourselves. Thank you, sweetie. Thank you. I can feel that one. I can feel that. And you know what I'm going to do for you guys tonight? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try, but I'm going to give everybody who is listening to my show a virtual hug, just like Michelle did. You know, a virtual hug. That'd be so cool. And I'm going to do that tonight. I'm going to give you a hug. A, because I like you. B, because we need it. And C, because I want to do it. Yeah, we got like a couple minutes. I could do that for you. I am good listener. Thank you, Joni. I appreciate that, buddy. I'll see everybody. If you look at Joni, look at Michelle, they're friends. They're willing to go out of their way to help somebody, help me. And I'm sure they'll be able to help other people. That's how the world gets better. We have to stand together. We have to help people. We can't just let them, you know, dwindle down into so much depression. We can't do that. We got to help them. We got to protect them. We got to do something. So, and the longer that we actually do all this stuff for people, you know, what's going to happen is that I'm going to get that day. I'm going to get that day where everybody's freaking happy, you know, and I'm going to get it. And as I say at the end of my show every night, every Tuesday night, I say, you know what, parents, you know what, go up to your children. I did this to my son the other day. Go up to your children and give them a hug and tell them that you love them. No matter how old they are, give them a hug and tell them that you love them. And the children, go to your parents and give them a hug and tell them that you love them, because those three words, I love you, goes a long way. And everybody out there who's listening to my show, who's going to, you know, hear my show tomorrow, I want you to know, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, I love every single one of y'all. And I only wish you for the best. I want to thank you for listening into the night tonight. Again, I'm Sean Kelly, you know, and we are on UPRN Radio 105.3. And let's say good night. See you next Tuesday, and happy hunting. Bye-bye.